This week's parsha, Parshat Chukat, we read of the strong gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu barring Moshe and Aaron from entry into Eretz Yisrael. We would assume that they did something terrible to deserve such a harsh punishment. The truth is, when you read the psukim, it's hard to understand not only what was so terrible about what they did, but even what they actually did wrong. Torah does not make it clear, which is why, of course, famously, there's so many different explanations of the Rishonim. What's ironic is they assumedly did one thing wrong, and yet there are so many things attributed to them because the Torah does not make it clear. Rav Lichtenstein pointed out that when you look carefully at the Pasuk, you note that the Pasuk speaks not about what they did wrong, but about what they did not do right. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, Yan lo he'emantim bi l'hakadisheni, l'chein lo taviu et ha'kahal hazeh la'aretz. It wasn't something wrong that they had done, but the fact that they did not create the Kiddush Hashem that they could have and should have created. You get this sense from Rashi's formulation as well. Rashi famously explains that it was the fact that they hit the rock. But if you look at what Rashi actually says, She'ilu dibartem el ha'sela, behotzi ha'iti mikudash le'inei ha'eda. The problem was not that they hit the rock. The problem was that they did not bring the water out by just speaking to the rock. It was the Kiddush Hashem opportunity that was missed. And the takeaway is obvious. Life is not just about avoiding sin and avoiding mistakes. It's also about the goals we should have for ourselves, what Hashem has for ourselves, which is not just the fulfillment of mitzvot, but maximizing opportunities to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. We see this in many sugyas and chazal and in the Rishonim. For example, the Gemara in Yevamot, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Bet says, not having children, a person who could have children does not have children, it's as if they're a murderer. Interesting in context of the debate regarding Roe versus Wade, for us it's not just whether the child is considered a human being or not. It's the potential to have brought life into the world that we're responsible to take advantage of. And the same thing regarding tshuva. Gemara says that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person who's 50-50, a Benoni, it determines then through his actions whether he's a tzaddik or chas v'shalom a rasha. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he says, if he does tshuva, so then he's a tzaddik, and if not, he's a rasha. And the Lecha Mishnah asks, why is he a rasha if he didn't do tshuva? He should remain 50-50. And the Lecha Mishnah explains, the opportunity to do tshuva generates a responsibility to do tshuva. And if we don't take advantage of it, therein lies the chet. Therein is something so severe that it kept Moshe and Aaron from entering into Eretz Yisrael. One additional point, looking at the Pasuk, Yan lo he'emantim bi l'hakdisheni. Hashem explains the lack of Kiddush Hashem was rooted in a lack of full faith. Now, obviously, Moshe and Aaron believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a level of belief that gives you the strength to feel responsible to maximize opportunities. It's believing in Hashem and believing in our connection with Hashem and responsibility to fulfill His will that should inspire us to take full advantage of opportunities to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Let's learn from the severity of this, to take advantage of these opportunities, to take advantage of the great gift of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.